It's tizzy time. That's all I have. That's all the energy I have because this week has been kicking my ass. It is a week before finals week, and you know what that means. Everybody in college is either at the library or drinking their stress away. Let's just be happy I'm not drinking my stress away until tomorrow for Street Run. As always, I have my two beautiful co-hosts.
Wait, hold on. You were just taking a shot in the library yesterday.
And you took a shot upstairs in my room today.
All
right. Exposed!
Who do we have?
We have Alexis and Destiny here today.
No, you have Twin.
And who else? Chat Barbie, as always. So, yeah, tomorrow's BSR, Bridge Street Run, a.k.a. the...
Get your raincoats, rain boots, and umbrellas ready, bitches.
Oh, don't get nothing ready. Just go out there, get daddy, and just wake up in the morning like, my shirt is wet. But we're going to start off today's show with a week recap. So, week recap. Week. I went to ECA. Weeks. I'm sorry. I've been going for 2 weeks. So, weeks recap. I went to ECA. It was really nice. Pittsburgh was fun. You know, I could see myself living there. It's a cute little quaint city, you know.
You
nice
want to be
restaurants.
Bougie?
Yeah, it was really upscale. And I felt like it was on my level of, you know, bouginess and, you know, poise. So Pittsburgh could look like a move in the future. Like, I'm down for it. So, yeah, ECA was great. I met some people in the business field and read a lot of journals, went to some panels, learned that even Sam Smith songs could be related to Spiral of Silence theory or the male gaze. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Presented my poster. The judges liked it. It's a good little week. It was a nice little break from reality. Moving on, let's talk about the biggest topic right now. Kanye West, what are you doing? Like, no lie, it's not only me. I know it's some diehard Kanye fans that are out there right now just crying. I'm crying. Like, feel like I'm losing that uncle to drugs, or I'm losing that uncle who you used to have intellectual conversations with and talk about the world. Now he's, you know, married to a white woman. And he's talking about how he likes Trump and, you know, slavery was a choice. What do you guys think about that? Slavery was a choice. We decided to be in shackles, picking cotton.
In the hot-ass sun,
getting whipped, getting raped.
That was a choice.
That's a choice.
Great choice, guys.
Great, 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 great grandmother Richardson. Absolutely.
Chose
to be a slave. Did you see Twitter, by the way? Twitter was blowing up with the slavery was a choice. Like, it was one meme. It was like, if slavery was a choice. And then it was like me going to see my upscale cousins on the bad side of town. And it was NeNe getting out of Range Rover. I thought that was funny. Twitter is undefeated. Black Twitter is super undefeated. And honestly, whoever makes these memes or does the post for Black Twitter, they need to be in some form of advertising because that shit is hilarious. Did you see what his surgeon said? His mom's surgeon said. Like, Kanye was on a roll this week. First off, he said he support Trump. Lost me there. Then he said slavery was a choice. Then he put his mother's surgeon, who did her surgery before she was, you know, before she died, passed away, put him as his cover art for his upcoming album. And he also went to TMZ and was just ranting.
I'm very happy for that TMZ man to just...
Van. Yes, Van. Let's clap it up for Van. A lot of people would have been scared with that, you know, celebrity complex to speak back to them, but I'm happy we had a brother like Van at TMZ to really say, no, Kanye, you're bugging. What's
you
good with
him.
You?
You hurt us. You hurt the black community.
You did. And I think you should apologize, Kanye. Honestly, you are my favorite rapper. Like, come on. We was just talking about black excellence and all falls down. With some ones that's clean and a shirt with a team. What happened, sis?
He changed. He married a Kardashian.
Is Kim, like, brainwashing you? Kanye, if you need to get out, like, I'll fly to Calabasas. I'll bring my iPhone and I'll put the flash on. I have no problem. I love you. We love you. Not now, but I loved you. And now you're, you know, just turning your back on the black community. What about your half black kids?
They won't know about their
kids. What would Donda say, Kanye? What would your mom say? What do your cousins say? What is your black, you know, your side of the family?
I don't think he associates with them.
He has to associate with some of them. I always, you know, you always got that cool cousin you're cool with, or grandmama, your uncles, your aunts. It got to be somebody who's still alive.
Maybe he don't.
Maybe he doesn't. Yeah, but basically, Kanye's doctor said in a nutshell, like, I'm Kanye's doctor. I keep saying that. Kanye's mother's surgeon, Jan Adams, basically told Kanye, he penned him an open letter. He basically told him, like, in a nutshell, if you put that shit out, I'm going to send out a cease and desist. A cease and desist to sue you. Your cousin is the reason your mother died, basically. So put your cousin on your cover art and basically shut up. Don't mention me. And Kanye, I guess, like, you know, on Twitter, he retweeted the penned open letter and said, thank you, brother. This is my first step towards healing. And I understand you know, you can't, everybody can't give you forgiveness, or you can't get that closure from everyone when you need forgiveness. However, Kanye, you need to just say two tears in a bucket, fuck it, because he's not giving you what you want. And at the end of the day, it's hard. I can, God forbid, never imagine losing my mother. However, Kanye, like, you have to move on. You have to push through for your kids. Your kids need you. Like, your mom was there for you. North, Chicago, and Saint are going to need you the same way. And I feel like, although the black community laughs at it or are so quick to tell him, like, we're done with you, we really need to come together and really need to, like, be there for him, because we don't talk about mental illness in the black community, and that is a clear...
Actually, it's Mental Health Awareness Month. You know, that's May. Wear green. Support mental health. Research about it. Psych major out.
Yes, it's Mental Health Awareness Month. And I just feel like Kanye needs help. I honestly, believe it or not, I know this may sound cliche.
He needs to go to therapy.
But I pray for Kanye. I do. Because he's lost right now. And his kids need him more than ever. Forget Kim. Forget how bad the Kardashians are. How much you hate them. He's literally slipping through fingers of everyone around him. And there's really nobody there to tell him, like, we love you. We're here for you. And even if they are, he's still lost in translation. So that's it for Kanye. Moving along. Bill Cosby is guilty, y'all.
Finally, after how many
exactly.
Trials?
You know how many people in the black community was like, oh, how do they not remember? How do they remember what happened 20 years ago? Or why they didn't say anything 20 years ago? Let me tell you something. I'm going to say it twice so everybody comprehends. Trauma has no stamp. Grief has no stamp. There is no test of time. There is no expiration date on when a person can stop being hurt or when they can stop grieving, okay? These women may have said something 20 years ago because 20 years ago, Bill Cosby was affluent. So now that he's no one, they can't sit there and be like, I can only imagine how many of these women came forward and Hollywood shushed them like, this is Bill Cosby. Be quiet. This is Bill Cosby. He's famous right now. Don't ruin another black man's success. At the end of the day, he's a rapist and he's going to jail. He's on
house. Tell your story.
Yes. Hashtag me too. Don't be afraid to tell your story. And we as women, we need to learn how to be supportive when we hear this and stop victim shaming and victim blaming.
Because if it was you.
Exactly. If it was you, or even if it wasn't you, how are you going to tell somebody what they experience? You cannot. So please stop victim shaming. If you don't know the story, you know.
If you wasn't in the room.
Or you wasn't there. Like, you can't tell a woman what she experienced. And that's that on that. But Bill Cosby, he'll be on house arrest for 75 days until he's sentenced. So honestly, if I was Bill, I would try to take. He should have took the plea deal. He know what he did. And unfortunately, it's sad that it's another black male figure who was very prominent to be slandered, but if he didn't move that African-American male figure, you know, image in your head and really look at him as a creeper, like, he's raped women, he's drugged and raped women, and honestly, out of everybody in the situation, I feel most bad for his wife, because I hope she didn't know about it, But imagine her being there still standing by her side, by his side, and not knowing that. That's heartbreaking for her. So, oh, also Temple rescinded his honorary degree. They were actually one of the last schools to do it, and that's his alma mater. Mm. So, hey, get that degree back today. moving on, Avengers Infinity War came out today. Oh, not today. Bye. Last week, and I still haven't seen it, and I thought Destiny was going to go with me, and she was like, have fun, enjoy it. But I'm excited. A lot of people told me I should go see it.
I know what happened.
Okay, don't tell me anything. But I'm excited to see it.
You're going
to
cry.
I hope I don't cry. Oh, no. Okay, that's it. Don't tell me anymore. But I'm excited to see it. I'll probably go, you know, sometime this weekend or next week.
We should go this week.
We should go this week. Do a matinee or something. Yeah. So that's that. Oh, Rihanna's coming out with lingerie in all sizes. Yes, Rihanna. Clap for her.
Now you like Rihanna?
I don't really like her like that, but I like what she's doing. Makeup. She's building a name for herself. I cannot hate on a successful black woman trying to get her name out there. Even though I don't agree with some of the things she does or some of the things she says or her attitude, her diva complex sometimes. I cannot hate on a successful black woman or a successful woman in any instance. You understand what I'm saying? So her lingerie is coming out in all sizes, all shapes and sizes. It's called Fenty Time Savage. And she's had some, you know, models in her campaign. I think Slick Woods, again, was in her campaign. A Victoria's Secret model. I'm not sure what her name was, but she did release an Instagram for the lingerie, so if you do want to see more, just go to her, I guess, Instagram and click on the link, and it's some cute pieces, but you know me, I'm going to stick with my cheap-ass Forever 21 and Fashion Nova, yandy.com. Gotta know the cheap lingerie sites. You can't be wearing name brand everything. Gotta have some money in your pockets, and she already took all my money with that makeup, so... She won't get no more money from me.
All you bought was the highlight.
That's all you think I bought. I have a lip gloss. I bought the brush at home. I have the palette, the Galaxy palette from her. And I also have the red lipstick, the lip stain.
When you bought this?
Do I have to tell you everything I always do?
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
When I went home from winter break, that's when I bought it. But yeah, her stuff is really nice and, you know, it's a cute look. Everybody's been blacking on her like, release music. But, you know, she's worried about her business side, which, you know, you got to have money after music. Your voice don't stay forever. Ask Mariah Carey. Yeah. Oh, also in other news, the men from Starbucks settled out of court for $1.
But they donated the money to youth.
Yeah, $200K to the youth. And I think that's iconic.
And look, Kanye, take some notes.
Yeah, Kanye, take notes.
You from Chicago, but nobody will ever know that.
Right. And last but not least of my week's recap, Cecily Tyson got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Now About time.
Yeah, let's clap for that one, too.
Jesus.
She's 94.
Exactly.
And she just got her first... That's... I mean, you know, it's no stamp on greatness either. She's iconic. And she finally got her star.
I feel like they want to give people amazing. Stars when they die. I feel like you give them flowers when they're alive.
What?
They mostly do that shit when they're already gone. Haven't you heard the saying, give me my flowers while I'm alive?
Yes, I've heard the saying, but...
So give them their star.
I didn't see the relevance. I mean, a lot of people who don't have stars are nowhere... Well, I don't know how deaf is, but Beyonce's nowhere near deaf. Denzel Washington's nowhere near deaf.
But Jay-Z, still, you don't know that.
I don't know that. You're right. However...
What I'm saying is they should appreciate them.
We do. I mean, look, have you ever been to the Walk of Fame?
No, but I'm just saying
it's a bunch of stars, Alexis. It's like that shit ranges for like 4 miles.
You don't get my
and they,
point.
I'm just of course I get the quote, Alexis. I know the quote. But you can't ask Hollywood for all of that. They can't give us everything.
Us. I'm not even talking about us.
I'm not talking about black people. I'm talking about us as people. Why not? Y'all want the rapists gone, they give y'all the rapists. Then y'all want black equality. They got to deal with one issue at a time, in all honesty. That's how I'm looking at Hollywood. I feel like they're trying to deal with one issue at a time. Hollywood is on fire right now with these rape allegations. Yeah. So, I'm just saying. I still think it's great that she finally got her star. That's beautiful. Yeah. So, our topic for the night is cheaters, cheating. I can't really say anything about cheaters and cheating because I've never been in a relationship or look forward to being in a relationship. So, I don't have to worry about cheating. But my take on it is that all niggas cheat. Or they make you comfortable enough so you fucking cheat. So, it's no in between. It's either you gonna cheat on me or you gonna make me feel too comfortable or too tired of your ways and I'm gonna go cheat. So that's how I look at it. Well, ask Trap Barbie and Twin how they feel because they are in relationships. But me, I can't relate. So I don't cheat. I just move on to the next crush. Yeah. Alexis? Destiny?
Well, cheating is obviously bad. Everyone knows that. But I do believe in one chance. One. Uno.
One chance.
Uno memento. You get one. There's no
Uno two. Memento. Yeah, Destiny, one moment.
One moment. There's no two. There's no three, four, five. There's none of that. You get one. And after that, if you just fuck up again, then, you know, it's just, we just over. Now, marriage, that's something different.
I agree.
And the why. Now,
and a lot of people will be like, well, why is it different? And I feel like
it's different because
you're committing before God.
Y'all married.
Yes. And you said vows.
We got
through sickness and health, through better or worse.
That bank account's looking kind of connected.
Hello. That bank account's kind of looking connected.
And you now, got my pen. No, we got to try to work
now
this.
Now get your ass for alimony. Exactly.
But marriage, I get them 1-2. After the 1 and 2, you can't keep doing that.
Absolutely.
Then we got to get a divorce. That's just how it's going to be.
Des?
I just feel like maybe some people don't know what cheating could be. Like, maybe they don't know what cheating could be considered. So
what do you consider cheating? What do you consider? I'll tell you what I consider cheating, and then you tell me what you consider cheating, then I'll say what I consider cheating.
If it was flipped and I did it to you, whatever it is, would you like it? If the answer is no, then you shouldn't be doing it.
I like that. That's a good answer. That's it.
That's like point blank.
Yeah, but I agree. I know a lot of girls will be like, oh, if you're texting another girl, I don't find that cheating. Nice. And I'm just like, well, I mean, if you're the only one, like, you know. I mean, I don't know. Me personally, like, I don't know. A lot of people say I'm a man. But I don't know. I can't talk because I'm not in a relationship, so I don't know. But what I feel like cheating is like, I don't know. I don't know. I said I was going to give, that's my thing of cheating, but I don't.
We'll take Trap Barbie's definition
for 100.
For 100. For 100.
Mm-hmm. That's a good answer. Yay, Destiny. That was really, look at you, bitch. You're about to be a Yandla Van Zandt.
You're annoying.
But yeah, so could we talk about aspects of cheating? Like, how do you feel if, you know, what would you do? I would put this in a predicament. If you're in a relationship and your man cheats on you, mm-hmm. right? But then he gets the girl pregnant. Are you staying and working through it or are you moving on?
No, we're moving on. Now, marriage, I don't know. I'll have to be in that situation. But if we're in a relationship, like, we not married, yeah, we definitely, we breaking up. Not only did you cheat, now I got to deal with a whole nother. No, I'm not dealing with that shit. It's not happening.
Yeah. Des?
Because every time I see the child innocent, but I'm just going to, yeah, I can't.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think about it from Love and Hip Hop, and Rashida is very forgiving.
I feel so bad for Rashida. I think she should leave him.
I do too.
Because that's not the first time. That's like the second time.
Yeah, like the first time he cheated.
And then he breaking number. I wouldn't not let him back in the house. But you know what, Rashida? Praying for you, girl.
More power to you. Honestly, definitely more power to her because if I would, I don't know. Especially,
that's think, a second. That's no, a sec- no, no. second and third
Believe
time.
Believe it or not, I would leave because I don't want kids as it is, and I feel like. But then again, I can't be selfish like that because if I can't give it to you, but no, but you know what? No,
actually,
I
made it clear what's the girl from the real
Jeannie.
I commend her because she's like, I know I don't want kids, and he's at a stage where he wants kids, and that's it's not gonna. I'm not gonna. She's very strong,
and I feel like
she's very selfless for that.
I feel like Jeannie. Also, let that be known beforehand. But I feel like it was selfish of him to ask that for her. Like, he could change her mind. Like, she went in the relationship making it clear that I don't want children. I want to just enjoy my husband. However, I guess men feel like...
I mean, well, he went into that too. But, I mean, as life goes on, I guess you...
But you know life is going to go on and your mind is going to change. Why put there and put that, you know?
He didn't put it on her. He's just like, I'm telling you how I feel.
And that led to divorce.
Well, they divorced.
Because he thought he could change her.
No.
So.
I don't think he thought he could change her. I think he already knew the outcome.
But he already knew. You don't just change her. Well, yes, you can yes, change you can. Your mind on kids. However... He knew he didn't have a decisive mind. But Jeannie made that clear that she didn't want kids. She didn't
okay,
change her
so
mind
Okay, so maybe
once.
He, as he got older, he saw people around him and he wanted kids. Maybe as young like you, he didn't want kids. You grow up and now that changes. How is that? How are you supposed to know that was going to change?
That's true. I guess so. I mean, cheating is such a weird topic to talk about because
how's it weird?
Everybody has a different definition. That's why it's a weird topic. What may be good for some people and what some people may not consider cheating, other people may. Like, I know some people who be in full-blown relationships and their boyfriend can't look at another girl, but then there's other girls in relationships and they have an open relationship. You know what I'm saying? So it's hard to give a definition to what cheating is. However... You know, if you feel disrespected or you feel like your partner is not respecting you, I feel like that's cheating. Or, you know. But that's my take on what cheating is. I mean, I can't really give advice until, you know,
I
like somebody enough. No, I will never be.
You say
well,
that.
I'm not going to
say
never,
now,
but I don't know.
There is no, I don't know.
There is no cheating
what
in
did your
the
mom
future
tell you?
Because there's no cheating in the future because there's no one I want. So I have, you know, time to.
That's what you think.
Okay.
Moving along.
Yeah, moving along. I have some makeup recommendations. And my makeup recommendation for today is that Urban de fucking K. Urban Decay Setting Spray, the all-nighter, is iconic. If you do makeup, or even if you don't do makeup and you're trying to learn, I feel like that is an investment you should always, you know, partake in. Because Urban Decay has, like, the best setting spray there is. Like, literally, you can do
I have
anything.
The MAC and the on Urban
We're
Decay.
We're not here talking about
And
MAC.
I was going to say I like the Urban... Dang, you didn't let me finish the damn sentence.
Finish the damn sentence.
And I like the Urban Decay. I use the MAC more for a primer.
But yes, Urban Decay is iconic.
Shout out to Mama Tizzy.
I'm dead.
Hi, Mama Tizzy.
I'm dead.
Because she got me the gift card to get the MAC.
Yes. But yes, Urban Decay is a great setting spray. I've done so many activities and that makeup has gone
Like the
nowhere.
Night you was in the rain?
Yes, the night I was in the ring.
I was
singing
yo.
In the ring. Singing in the rain.
With no
I'm,
care in the world.
With no care in the world. Thinking I was, you know.
But us
Ray
tomorrow.
J, Ray J. And my face didn't go nowhere. I've gone to the gym. My makeup has gone nowhere. I've jumped through hurdles. I don't know. I've just imagine any possible situation where you could sweat or you can be out of like full capacity where you're like. Dying. Your face will go nowhere. And it is the best setting spray ever. Honestly. So, go get that setting spray. That will be us tomorrow in the rain dancing because we're going to be lit. It's BSR tomorrow. And that's where I'm going to end my podcast. I hope everybody...
May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th? Yes. May the 4th be with you. Tomorrow's May 4th. I get it. But yeah. It's going to be iconic. BSR. I hope I see everybody getting Deddy, because if you're not, then you're doing BSR wrong. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoy Tilly
Don't
time.
Go to that whack ass woo, woo, Oz woo, Fest. Woo, woo, woo.
Yeah. Don't. Woo, 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 woo. Enjoy. I'll see you guys next time. Well, I can't see. I really can't see because, you know, this is just my voice, but I don't know. I guess you'll hear me next. You'll hear me next time.
Tizzy out.
Trap Barbie and Lex out.
That's not mine. My-